Okay. All right. Accurate reporting, then, from the Herald. Another one in our wake.
Here is what Alan Sniffen had to say, Anthony, on his New York
Alan
Radio message
Sniffen.
Board.
Alan Sniffen, yes. I have defended ONA on this forum frequently, but some of their fans are idiots, and ONA are idiots for encouraging them. Below linked is a story from the Daily News which basically tells how two of ONA's lame-brained fans, why you lame-brains, lame-brained fans disrupted a TV correspondent.
Wait, we gotta keep a list of these words.
I got it.
Lame-brained, knucklehead.
Meddlers.
Intruders.
And interlopers.
Interlopers.
Cronies.
Is it cronies?
They were cronies,
Someone used cronies. Nice.
Yeah, a bunch of Voss words.
Yeah.
These old 40s words.
Voss wouldn't know what cronies meant.
Crony. Let's see. ONA's lame-brained fans disrupted a TV correspondent's live report, which ultimately resulted in the reporter using an obscenity. Should the reporter have known better? Yes. But the guy lost his job because he was put in a position that I'm willing to bet most any of us would have responded to in the same way. BAP! Wrong, Alan. You're wrong. Alan's wrong. Alan Sniffen. Wrong. Most of us would have responded in the same way. Maybe if you're walking down the street and someone's following you with a sign and won't go away. But if you're a reporter in New York City, you know better. And you know this happens, and you've probably had it happen to you before. You just deal with it. You're out in public. Things are going to happen.
What does he mean, most people? How would he know? Who's ever held a sign up to him that would annoy? Did someone across the street hold up a sign, cheaper fillings here?
When he's trying to do his recorded portion of his message board presentation.
Well, he'll talk about this the next time he does his recording.
Yeah.
Board reflection.
Make sure we get a copy of Board Reflections when he talks about this.
I'm going to talk today about Opie and Anthony.
Right.
And these moron interloper cronies holding up signs.
I can't wait to hear that.
It's a perfect name because that's how you feel when you hear it.
So now he's out of work because these two morons interfered with his broadcast. And these two morons were encouraged indirectly by ONA. Now, let me correct you. They were encouraged directly from ONA. We encourage this directly. We don't want them touching the reporter, hurting them or anything. We want the sign with our name on it behind them in the shot. That's it. If they're out on the street, we're going to be looking for the live shot, and it's going to keep happening. This doesn't mean that every time it happens, someone's going to lose their job, does it? No. You don't lose your cool like this.
We've done this dozens of times at this point, and this is the first guy that lost his cool.
It's one thing to make fun of a situation and or people that take things too seriously, which is, I guess, the news guys. I get it with that, and ONA are frequently good at it. But a prank that results in the victim losing his job is just plain going too far. This isn't a prank that results in the victim losing his job. It isn't. Because you could do this 1,000 times and no one's going to lose their job over it. This is a promotion that we do that resulted in the guy losing his job because he made the mistake, not us. We didn't error going out there with a sign and holding it up behind the shot. This guy made a mistake. That's it. While ONA didn't specifically stand behind this guy and wave a sign, they have consistently encouraged this kind of behavior from their idiotic fans who think this makes for gooder radio. He puts in quotes, it's more gooder.
It's more gooder, you ass.
More gooder radio.
And it does make for more gooder radio.
It's not funny.
This has given us a lot of fodder today.
Just ask Arthur Chien, who is now looking for a job because he responded to the two knuckle-dragging idiots.
Bless you.
Bless you, Ant.
Thank you.
That's what was on your bagel before.
No, that's why I threw it away. Just ask Arthur Chien, who is now looking for a job, knuckle-dragging idiots, who gave their permission to act like jerks by a radio show. Yeah, I know, it's publicity. Publicity at someone else's expense, his livelihood. Again, wrong! We're not doing something that is going to result in someone's firing. It absolutely isn't. We are not doing something that is going to... If we go out today and do it again, does it mean this guy's going to get fired? No. The guy made a mistake. That's it. He made the mistake. He lost his cool, cursed, and got himself thrown off the air. Alan's totally wrong on this one. Da-da-da-da-da.
All right, then we got some audio. It made a lot of local news. Message board?
Oh, yeah.
And the headline says, huge plug on Opie and Anthony today. Because we were talking about Alan Sniffen and how he had his comments about that reporter getting fired over our little assault on the media thing.
That's right.
If you missed it, make sure you listen to the replay today. I've been listening to Opie and Anthony this morning, and Alan's comments discussing the fired reporter and this board have been discussed heavily and why they disagree. Alan, hopefully you could get a copy of the audio as I'm interested in hearing your response. And then Alan posted, this is where it gets fun for us, Anthony.
Yeah.
Just like old times.
Old times.
He's all happy that we're mentioning him again. And then he says, if someone has a copy, I'll do an MP3 audio response.
Audio response.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
That's what I want.
MP3 audio response coming from Alan Sniffen in the coming days.
I think Alan was trying to get a little plug.
Please, Alan, do it before we go away for the Memorial Day weekend. Please, please, please.
It's Alan Sniffen and my audio response. I'm going to respond right now. Wait a minute. I got work to do. Open wider. Wider, please. Could you? Rinse. All right. Oh, open.